dong, 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 dong.
Your mom says hi, Jinx.
Earthlings. Basically, end of the world.
Here come the drums!
Ohatmu or Not covers the official handbook of the Marvel Universe Deluxe Edition, an encyclopedia series published from 1985 to 1988 by Marvel Comics. This was the second volume of the official handbook, or Ohatmu for short, with more pages and more art pulled from the comics themselves. And we cover it in the style of the Legion of Super Bloggers' famed Hot or Not feature, with several panelists with little to no knowledge of the Marvel Universe giving their first impressions of each character, its look, concept, and story. Warning, we don't cover each issue all in one go, but a few characters at a time. Double warning, if I know my guests, listener discretion is advised. Ohatmu or Not is a proud member of the Fire and Water Podcast Network. This is your host, Siskoid of Siskoid's Blog of Geekery, and with me today are...
I'm Elise, Havana Nights from Hot or Not.
This is Isabel, co-creator of the YouTube channel Mindlinked, and lip balm on Hot or Not.
I'm Amelie from the YouTube channel Amy Ultraviolet.
This is Natalie, co-creator of the YouTube channel Mindlink, also DJ Nut on Hot or Not.
This is Josie, art girl from Hot or Not.
This is Shotgun from Hot or Not.
Episode 15, Boomerang to Brother Voodoo.
Boomerang!
Wow.
Born in Australia, but brought to the U.S. as a child, Fred Myers became a baseball pitcher in the minor leagues, but soon suspended for accepting bribes. He turned assassin.
That is kind of quick. Dramatic turn of events.
That escalated very quickly.
Dramatic turn.
And used trick boomerangs to accomplish his goals, including explosive shatterangs, sharp razorangs, and bladerangs, and sonic screamerangs.
This sounds like one of those 90s toys commercial would play during the Saturday morning comics. Oh,
You're leaking.
I spilled my glass of water on me.
I'm so
hydrated right now. Carry on. Yes.
Boot jets allow him to fly. He's overconfident and a bit of a player and a hustler. Today, he leads a team of Spider-Man villains, but they've learned not to trust him too much.
What goes around comes around.
My contribution.
My drop.
Now I'm off.
Okay. Am I the only one who thinks he's just a little not very subtle?
He looks... it's like, hey, I've got this Moore suit. I bet if I just glue-gunned a bunch of boomerangs on me, this would look cool, right?
The thing is, it's
right?
Like,
I like the color palette, though.
Yeah, yeah, the color palette's cool. Lovely. But are they actually useful? Like, there's Velcro, and it's like, he actually uses them, so every time he fights, he needs to find other boomerangs and stick them back.
I don't think so.
They come back.
Oh, yeah. Then it's just stupid.
He has some, like, on the sides.
I think those are the ones he's
the
using.
The ones on the suit, I don't think are useful.
And this visor thing, what's with the visor that's sort of a visor, sort of a boomerang?
He looks like either an accountant, like with those visors, those things. Or there's something faintly Star Trek-y about it.
But also, owl.
Although, for real, if we just take the ones on his waist, it looks less stupid. Like, the two,
yeah,
it's like,
there's
it's
two
like,
too
it's
many.
Like, okay, like I get the boomerangs with just the two on the chest. And then you go down, it's just like, this is just ridiculous.
The same thing on the back, see?
On
the picture where he catches and throws a boomerang, you can see there's like a
that
boomerang
must be
on the
hard
back.
It's
a little
around.
Too literal.
Okay, hold on. Look at his leg when he's throwing this.
Well, he was a baseball pitcher or
yeah,
a
no,
softball
but look,
pitcher, whatever.
Yeah, but look.
That hurts.
That's yeah, like weird. He's twisting an ankle there.
Yeah, his leg is like really high up.
It must be comfortable too.
Hopefully he has a brace around.
You know what?
It must be hard to walk around or do anything with just like you bend over and it's like, oh, that's the boomerang in my rib.
It reminds me of a Halloween costume that one of our friends would do to show up at a party where the theme was like return to nature, return to ancient, return to the beginning or something, and someone's like, I'm gonna be Mr. Boomerang.
Do you think he likes yo-yos? Is a question.
It's a very important question.
I think he likes...
You know, because of it the... Like, back, does he like that aspect, forth? Or just likes throwing things?
I think it's coming back.
He likes the fact that they come back?
Well, I mean, it's cultural as well. If his was born in Australia.
Is that offensive? I don't know.
Well, yo-yos aren't Australian.
No, but boomerangs
are.
No, that is...
Yeah. So is he a stereotype of Australia? Is that what we're saying? I don't know.
He looks like he has an Australian face.
On that, like, when he takes off...
a stereotype right there.
When he takes off the suit, does he go surfing with his blonde beachy waves with a, with a seashell necklace?
It's
just
actually
like,
a wetsuit.
Well, he has a surfer ring.
I would like
ring.
It more. Surfer ring.
Okay, what if he just like sits around and every time he has to like do something,
I'll make a boomerang for this.
Something a ring.
Oh my god!
Or not. Every time he has a problem, he's like, I don't have this. I will build a boomerang for this.
He should have. Okay, wait. He should have an assistant.
Oh my god, this is hilarious. Going to be good. This is going to be good.
Who's a monkey, right?
What? Who's a monkey? An assistant who's a monkey?
A boomerang, I think.
Yes! It's not even funny.
Every single thing he owns is actually a boomerang.
Oh my god, his car!
Yeah. It's more of a bicycle.
His car gets up to point A, to point B, and then back to point A.
That's not very practical.
He just rides public transit.
He has to ride the boomerang multiple times to get things done because he's only at his destination for like a second.
He's trying to file his taxes. It's taking years.
He's getting groceries and he gets the milk. And then he's like, back around. He gets the bread.
And by the time he's finished, he's like, I don't have my carrots. Fuck it. It's too much work.
Too much.
Okay. So what if someone walks up to his door?
This is gonna be awful, this is.
It goes ding dang ring.
I opened the door, it's like, you boomerang.
Oh my god.
I hope that's his answering machine.
Hey, you boomerang me, sorry I missed it.
I'm so glad I didn't wear makeup, I'm crying.
Update, about half of us are crying right now.
I went to the gym, I'm getting another ad workout. Oh my god.
Okay, so does he actually have like one that's actually a bomb? So it would be a boomerang?
I think the shattering is explosive. I mean,
what's the point of that though? Because if it shatters and explodes, why do you want it to come back to you?
It's just a ball.
That one doesn't.
Well, that's just poor planning. That's not on brand, okay?
Okay,
alright, is boomerang. Oh, was he?
There was a screaming one, wasn't there?
Yeah. Screamerang?
What is that? Okay.
That's a Skrillex song. Screamerang.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Oh, we're so sorry, I didn't think Mike. Oh, God.
There are three other characters to go up to. But is Boomerang hot or not?
I cannot take him seriously.
He's hilarious.
His color palette is cool. Everything else sucks.
You know what? I'm okay with him. Also, he reminds me of Sokka from The Last Airbender.
Yes.
And I find I'm okay that, really, that really okay. Yeah, it's fine.
Does he have sarcasm like Sokka, though?
Oh, I hope so.
Because also, that'd be amazing.
He's got sarcasm ray.
I don't like boomerangs. I don't know if that's a popular opinion.
You don't? I've never actually thrown...
I've tried and it didn't work.
It's hard, it's hard to throw
really
boomerangs.
Hard. There's a technique. Fan.
There is an intense technique.
Good job for being able to use boomerang.
Yeah, as a weapon. I'll give you that credit.
As a weapon, that's years of training, probably.
I don't think his origin story is legit enough. Like, I can't take him seriously because of that.
Yeah, true. Like, he was suspended for bribes and suddenly he's an assassin.
Like, what?
What sport was he playing? Baseball?
Yeah.
Which How makes do you sense. Go from playing baseball casually to super spy?
I don't know. Can't take it seriously. Ridiculous.
Okay, we laughed too much. I need to blow my nose.
Just a guy with a boomerang. I didn't ask for all this flying and magic.
Fuck.
What?
Oh. Box. Though other people would control the box robot... and are mentioned in the description, it's best here to concentrate on his inventor, Roger Box, from Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Hello.
An engineer who had lost his legs in some unrevealed way. He could control this super strong robot with his mind remotely and eventually merge with it, giving himself mobility. Mm-hmm. Friendly and loyal to Alpha Flight, he eventually found his way into an unhealthy romance with Aurora, who was, she kind of liked the robot, was repulsed by his handicap.
Oh
my god.
And this slowly drove him insane.
Oh.
But perhaps because he was spending too much time in the robot, losing his humanity, it turns him against the team, but then he recognizes his madness and turns against the villain that's exploiting him at the time, and he's killed. The blue model is the main picture, but the red model is on the other page, and more famous, I think, with Roger merging with it and then punching a big rock. So the two looks of the box robot at that point.
The red one looks a lot like Colossus.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what it reminds me of.
From Deadpool.
I don't know if we said Aurora was hot, but she's the worst.
Oh, yeah, I think we did. She was hot.
Wasn't she the
one
that had the bipolar issues?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
That's horrible.
Well, that's just sad. I'm sad now. Mm-hmm. Why do you make us sad, Siskoid?
We laughed so much, we needed to tone down a bit.
Write the comics.
Well, maybe you should go back and get on a time traveler ring.
Well, I've always wanted to write Alpha Flight.
Well, it's good that he was able to, you know, do something good, be part of Alpha Flight because of his suit, and, you know, it's like a Canadian Iron Man.
There's a redeeming quality to him because he went mad but recognizes madness, and there's something very... I don't want to say profound because it's comic books, but
hey, oh my god, I don't think books can be profound.
No, it's just there's something like there's a moral to the story where he forgot his humanity because he was in the robot too much. Like there's something to take out to take from him his story. But is he hot? That's a different question.
Is that the guy?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's him merging with the robot, which he eventually was able to do.
I think I prefer the red design over the blue design.
It's less chunky.
I like the blue better. That looks like a friendly helmet.
Did you think so?
I just think it looks like, hello, I'm a robot.
But his proportions are so weird.
I prefer the color scheme on the blue one, but I prefer the size, shape, and shapes of the red.
Also, it's weird that he's called Box.
That's stupid.
That is his last name.
Oh, it's his last name.
That
right?
is still stupid.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the Roger Box's last name is B-O-C-H-S.
Oh, okay.
So he called his robot Box, B-O-X.
Okay.
It's a pun.
Okay, I can deal with
what
that.
What are puns?
I have no idea. It's cool that he actually sort of realized his thing and fixed it himself.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. That's awesome.
Like you said, he realized that he lost his humanity, but also, even before that, the fact that he was able to create something to help him out instead of having to...
Just like...
Yeah, very resourceful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, instead of just, like, sulking about his situation.
Yeah, he found solutions.
Made something productive.
I kind of like him.
Yeah, me too.
Me too, actually.
Meh. It's a box.
Yes, it is.
I'm having a hard time getting over the... I'm in bed, turnover. Yeah, ice cold like, metal on my skin.
Well, he probably doesn't that case, sleep in the box.
Oh, right. That's,
yeah, like in that case, he wouldn't be like in the robot constantly. In theory, anyways.
Yeah. He started using the robot too much because that's what Aurora liked.
That's sad.
That's terrible.
That is very sad.
Yeah, because then it goes from helping you be more mobile and productive to
hiding
actually
yourself.
Being debilitating.
Yeah. Changing to please someone else.
That's awful.
What's his powers again?
Well, being a robot. Is pretty strong.
Right. Thanks.
I mean, walking.
So is Box hot or not?
I mean, he's nice.
I don't know how to, like, vote on this. The idea, the reason why it was created, the way Roger actually turned back
well,
from being evil to being good, blah, blah, blah. The whole story, I mean, it's great. I like it.
It's really compelling.
It. Yeah, but does that make him hot?
I'm warm to him. I'm okay.
I'm pretty cool with him.
I'd be friends with him.
Yeah, I'd totally be friends with him.
And probably, at some point, maybe there would be a spark, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like,
yeah, I'm not opposed to it.
I wouldn't shut a door to that. I think, like, he seems like a nice person.
Mm-hmm. Like, if it happens, alright, if it doesn't, meh.
Plus yeah. Canadian.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, on that's the downside, cool. Saskatchewan. Hi, Mike W. Hey.
Why am I waving at a mic?
Robots need love too. They want to be loved by you. They want to be loved by you. They want to be loved by robots. Need love too. They want to be loved by you. They want to be loved by you. They want to be loved by robots. Need love too. They want to be loved by you. They want to be loved by you. They want to be loved by robots. Need love too. Want to be loved by you.
The Brothers Grimm.
Ah, clever.
The original Brothers Grimm were life-size mannequins made of magic wood and animated by the mind of a doll maker. He spread himself over two bodies and committed crimes and was defeated by some wizard.
Just some wizard.
Yeah. A couple months later, two brothers found the mannequins' costumes and felt compelled to wear them. Finding the... you know, sometimes. Finding they had all the same magic powers, i.e., conjuring items based on nursery rhymes and fairy tales, like pies full of blackbirds, blinding stardust, unbreakable golden thread, fast-growing beans, etc. They're just unscrupulous businessmen in a situation they can't quite control. Pictured below shooting fire at Spider-Woman.
What nursery rhyme does that come from?
The one with fire.
Wait, pies with birds?
Yeah.
Have you not heard that nursery rhyme?
No. Baked in a pie.
It's to say, wait.
10 and 20 blackbirds baked in a pie.
Sing a song of sixpence. Is
it sounds yeah. awful. I don't want to hear
full
it.
Pocket of rye. 4 and 20 blackbirds baked
four
in a pie.
20. I said it wrong. Oh.
When the pie was opened, the birds began to sing. Now wasn't that a dainty dish to set before the king?
We practiced nursery rhymes as children.
I know the rest of it.
If my mom would have sang that to me as a child, I would have cried. Just... cry.
You would have never eaten pie again.
I'm not gonna.
Pie is ruined. Their names are Percy and Barton.
I like Percy.
Is that
name.
The names of the actual Brothers Grimm?
No. Yeah,
it should be.
It's funny that they're mannequins, because when we saw the picture, I thought they were, like, posing in a weird male model way.
The one that's, like, biceps.
Yeah, and this with the hand on the hip and the not looking at the camera, just, like, glazing.
Oh, that's right. Absolutely. Yeah.
I wonder if, when they're in costume, can they take the costume off now? Or are they still with them? Okay. But when they're in costume, I wonder if they have to walk, like, sort of robot-y, mannequin-y, puppety.
Maybe.
I hope so.
I like that they felt compelled.
I don't know. That's weird. I mean, I'm seeing just a mannequin with costume on it. That's not my reflex to just take off the clothes and put them on. Really, though? Why not? You're missing opportunities.
We see very pretty shoes.
you want to put on the very pretty shoes.
I will check the size, and it, from there I'll determine if it gives you powers. Them on.
I mean, great, you know?
I mean, yes, if you're in a store or something, that just makes sense. But I mean, you're just walking around and there's a creepy mannequin in the ditch.
In the forest.
Well, the compulsion was magic.
Yeah.
Right? I guess.
I wonder if they actually know the nursery rhymes, or if they have to carry a book around them and be like, okay, just I need something that would work for this.
I feel like the magic suit, probably.
They have post-its everywhere, color-coded towards certain things.
Like, oh god, this Mary is quite contrary. Ask her how her garden grows!
I can't contribute to this.
Absolutely not.
As much as you can.
Very little.
Just like sitting there with Peter
eating pumpkins.
Going on.
We're gonna go.
We like moved into an alternate universe.
Which is called the English language.
Yeah, but nursery rhymes.
My parents were very. They didn't want us to listen, hear, or read English till I was very old. So I missed everything from this.
Yeah, exactly. My crying a phone up, bringing.
Woo! I just have memory for things that rhyme.
True.
So when it comes to nursery rhymes, I'm just like, it's just ingrained in my brain.
Ingrained in your brain. I'm sorry. I'm going to stop singing.
But I mean, okay, so how does that apply to actual life? Like, it's just like, hey, you know what? That egg is sitting on the wall right there.
I bet.
You know what we should do?
It could fall.
We should call all the king's horsemen.
Here's how I would make the power work if I were writing the Brothers Grimm.
Okay.
It's a lot of sleight of hand. Things appear in their hands, like those pies or whatever. So an egg appears in my hand, I smash the egg, and it summons up all the king's horses and all the king's men, an army, a magic army to fight whoever.
Okay, that's cool.
I want to read it.
And these days, the Brothers Grimm are like anti-heroes. Like, okay. They start out as villains, but then they're part of a team called the Night Shift.
Oh my god, awesome!
That are sort of, you know, kind of keeping the peace in the underworld. I mean, the criminal underworld of LA. Anyway.
Okay. Yeah.
So they're sort of on the side of good-ish.
Oh, that's cool. I like them.
Yeah, me too.
They're very, very cool. Faces are a little scary. Very, very cool. I would not date them.
I would not date them, Sam. I am.
but it's okay if it's in a three-way.
Yeah, the faces. Yeah,
we
scary.
All took out our culture here.
Yes, exactly.
I like them.
Me too.
I think their powers are cool.
Yeah, I think it would be really. Like, I think it could. It's open to creativity in a way that most powers aren't, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of the mask.
Or the boots. Yeah, the mask is terrifying. I'm not a fan of that either.
The boots and the collar? Or is he everything?
There's slightly, there's something vampiric about it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I think it's because of the neck thing.
Like yeah.
The yeah. collar.
It's the red eyes.
The face and the collar. They're wearing a bathing suit.
What were they used for when they were puppets?
Crimes.
Crime.
Just general crime.
Okay.
Crimes. But the doll maker's mistake was to control both, and so his mind was in two, and then he couldn't return back to his body, and then fled to his body, and then he couldn't go back to the mannequins anyways.
When they were doing evil, did he call it doing nursery crimes?
Oh.
I wish. Oh yes, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Yeah,
that'd be a great title for the story.
So let's just write this. You've got the stories.
I know. It's...
I think this
is Alpha Flight versus the Brothers Grimm.
I think this appeals to me in a way that, in the same way that Black Cat appeals to me with the like cool, like kind of different powers, not just like super strength or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's different. It's really interesting. I like it.
It's more creative.
Yeah.
Are the Brothers Grimm hot or not? I forgot to ask.
I think so.
I like them a lot.
I like them a lot. The face is a bit scary, but beyond that, I would vote hot.
Like, they're interesting, it's creative, I find it fascinating. Do I find it appealing? No.
My main problem is just that I don't know any nursery rhymes, so I would get lost reading the stories or just trying to follow whatever they're doing. But the idea is cool. So, lukewarm?
there'd be actually, like, a use for me knowing all these nursery rhymes.
Mm-hmm. Aside from fables?
Yeah, okay. I'd just be, okay, I'd watch them work and just be like, ah, that's a reference to that! I'd just stand there doing that.
And then they'd be like, don't spoil it.
Just in the bush. Oh, sorry.
It's okay when it's in a three-way. It's not gay when it's in a three-way. With the honey in the middle, there's some leeway.
Days back,
the golden rule
to ancient Greece.
Talking about Caesar,
with two Jack trippers and a Chrissy,
the Note Three's company.
Right there, girl.
You guys are still here,
Brother Voodoo, psychologist Jericho Drum, returned to Haiti after 12 years of study and practice in the States. He found his brother, the local Hungan or voodoo priest, dying, the victim of an evil Bokor or evil practitioner of voodoo. Before he died, he made Jericho vow to visit his teacher, who turned him into an even more powerful Hungan in a matter of weeks, in part by merging his dead brother's soul with his. He became Brother Voodoo, Haiti's Hungan Supreme and champion of the land, and has, at some point, even temporarily taken over Doctor Strange's role as Sorcerer Supreme. He takes his responsibilities very seriously and is a man of two worlds, the rational of psychology and the mystical of voodoo. His powers include summoning his brother's spirit to possess the living, walking through fire, hypnotism, and calling up fog. He's pictured doing that here and on the next page dealing with a snake and then throwing zombies around. These here are his brother's spirit, apparently raising the dead and leaving a cultist's body. This logo in the middle is the one that appears on his forehead.
So it's like, here's the detail of this.
Okay. Sounds like he's doing clinical psychology to that snake. How does that make you feel?
Oh.
Sad.
That's very upsetting, snake.
I don't like his skunk hair.
Not a
he
fan.
Has a big white line in the middle.
Yeah, not a fan. Not...
But it appeals to me.
Really?
Yeah.
I really like
it.
Yeah. I don't know what I like about it, but I do like it.
Okay, so he's a good guy, right?
Yes.
Okay. I would prefer it if the white was to one side than in the middle, I think.
Yeah. Or like on each side, like on the
temples. Then it would just become Doctor Strange.
It's sort of in line with his eye.
Wow.
Does it represent his brother? Is that why it's two-toned hair?
Like he's got a dead soul in him, so...
Yeah.
Maybe.
I really like his face. Mm-hmm. His very penetrating eyes.
Yeah, he's very handsome. He's got a good face.
Yeah, he has some big eyes.
And a great cape.
And he looks like he has very kissable lips.
He looks like he's wearing eyeliner, actually.
I'm okay with that. Is, yeah.
You do you, man.
No, absolutely. Yeah.
Brother Voodoo.
I'm not digging the weird things at the bottom of his pants.
No.
Okay, just trim them a bit. It's less awful.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But it's weird because it looks like tights that suddenly just sort of have this thing popping out.
I like the sash.
I'm not a fan of the checkered
weird suspenders.
There's something very cards about it.
Yes. Also, it's pointing directly at his penis.
I'm okay with that.
I like it.
Is that some sort of Borat costume? Like, what is this?
No, it's maybe... holding the sash tights up.
Wait, the ghost has it too.
Oh.
Is it a checkered? Ghost thing?
Yeah, that's his brother's soul.
Yeah, has it too.
Maybe it's a family thing.
Or the Hungan traditional
could be.
Costume.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe?
No, I like the bracelet. I like the amulet with bones. I like the teeth necklace. I like...
Well, you like the accessories.
This is... You have an excellent outfit. You are outfit of the day, 10 out of 10.
I like that.
I don't know, man. Boomerang was pretty hard to me.
Don't start us off again.
We finally calmed down.
I like that he like studied and worked in a field and then switched to something completely different, but it's somehow slightly related.
And he has a dual interest or dual parts of his personality that he holds on to the rationale, but somehow kind of makes it work with the mystical. Like he reconciles them somehow.
I think it's essential to his character. It's a lot of like, it's him and his brother. It's two sides, and there's this professional field he studied in and the mystical. It's very two-sided everywhere, everything he does.
And both sides he's there to save your soul?
In a way.
I like the logo.
It reminds me of V for Vendetta, though.
Well, it's like the O's for voodoo. There's just a D missing, but whatever.
Yeah, I would have thought the B and the V. I'm not sure how, but
I don't know.
Well, I don't know. With a D, the thing in the corner.
No. Okay.
But, no. But I mean, if it was a finish,
that's pushing it.
Yeah.
I do not want to be around zombies, though.
No. That is true. Like, the whole summoning the dead thing, please do that on your own time, not on our dates.
He's trying to impress you. He's like, I have a car, I have a zombie.
did I forget to bring you flowers? No! Cue zombies with flowers!
They're coming with the flowers from their graves.
Oh my god.
Here you go, Elise.
Walk back to their graves.
So how are zombies useful?
How are they not useful?
They're like an army.
Armies, okay.
He really fights the zombies. It's like...
How does the...
Maybe a necromancer just raised them and he was like, no, stop, zombie!
How does the brother thing work? Like, is it just like part of his personality now, or is it kind of split?
Well, he can clearly dissociate.
Yeah, it's like his brother's inside him. They can converse, I think.
Okay, sure, whatever.
So if you're dating him, you're also slightly dating his dead brother.
Yeah,
like,
which
there.
Isn't that always kind of true?
But imagine so it's in a three-way. But imagine you're on the date and the brother's like, hey, she's hot, stop it right now. Just he's talking in his brain, just like...
Yeah, he's just really like, distracted and you don't know why, but just like, having a full conversation in his head.
Yeah, with the brother just like, be quiet, look at her, she's wearing a nice dress, shut the fuck up.
Don't ruin this!
Again!
What have I done?
Remember the time with the snake? Remember?
It went horribly wrong.
Serpent Society!
It's kind of cool that he still, like, he managed to hold on to his brother in a way.
Mm. Yeah.
And especially, honor his, like, what he was doing and, you know, continue his work.
Especially he was away for so long.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he visited, but... It just like sounds like he came back just in time, not having seen him in ages.
And since he's Haitian, he's a francophone like us.
Oh, yay. Nice. What's his actual name?
Jericho Drum. Doesn't sound French at all.
I love
that. That's an amazing name.
I want to be José Drum. I'd change my name for a drum.
Brother Voodoo, hot or not?
Hot.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I love him. He's cool.
Yep, I'm into that.
Also, I mean, who doesn't want spontaneous fog?
And yeah, you know?
Awesome. All the parties would be amazing.
Every time I have a routine, it's just like, dramatic fog. Dance.
You never know how many times you could use spontaneous fog until you have that ability.
Yeah.
I bet there are a thousand situations where it's spontaneous like, fog would be cool.
You're walking in the street and you're trying to get away from someone, just like
spontaneous fog.
Run into a bush and hide.
Constant usage.
Can you
changing on the beach?
He can't. Yeah.
Oh, fog. God.
I see who has had that problem.
But yeah, for real, like he can conjure fog. Can he like if he's driving and there's fog? Can he like just for a while?
Tell it to kind of go away.
Yeah, just for a long stretch of road, just like there's no fog, and then he's like, okay, I'm good. Park his car, fog back.
He can cast spells that I haven't mentioned, probably.
I want fog powers.
Yeah. You have to share the fog powers. You can't hog the fog.
Okay, I won't hog the fog.
Here comes the drums!
Baby, 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 you are my voodoo child. Don't say maybe, maybe. Credits: Boomerang by John Byrne, Box by Mike Mignola, Brothers Grimm by William Loebs, Brother Voodoo by Keith Pollard.
Before we get to your comments, we just wanted to say that obviously we taped this episode a bit earlier and then the female bag later. And in between those two occasions, we went to see Doctor Strange at the movies. Some of us.
Yeah.
Most of us. Sorry, our girl.
I'm looking it up.
You're not going to see it.
So yeah.
It's not
going
to be anything. So,
I'll sit on the couch.
Yeah, on this episode, we talked about Brother Voodoo and his ghostly brother that hung around with him. And I was stoked, and no one else noticed. But but in the movie...
Nerd.
Daniel, that is not in dispute. Daniel Drum, the brother of Jericho Drum, who is Brother Voodoo, that powerful Hoongan we talked about earlier, was one of the masters. He was Master Drum, who defended the Sanctum Sanctorum
in New York, right?
In New York, so he was like potentially just living in New York before Doctor Strange takes over the house. Did you notice?
Nope.
I noticed because you told us.
Yeah, like after I was like, oh yeah, all right. Did you see that?
It was obvious, of course.
Well, you know, I was a bit... When there's Benedict Cumberbatch in a movie, how do you want me to focus on something else?
And honestly, like, they call him his first name at one point and his second name at another point. Yeah. Like, it's not together. So no. I completely
it's,
didn't
it's for someone
about
like
it.
Me to get it.
Yeah, like, I mean... But and I watched it again, so now, like, I was watching for it. And yeah. I was like, oh yeah, alright. Yeah. That's all I got.
It's a cool detail to add.
Yeah, it's really yeah. interesting.
But now, Brother Voodoo... That means that Brother Voodoo could be in future...
Mm.
Doctor Strange Adventures?
Possibly.
Other movies?
Possibly, yeah. They sort of set it up that it could be a thing.
Could be.
Maybe.
And he did
that
die,
was words.
So.
Oh, did you spoil spoilers, Ned?
Oh, did I? Because that's what, like,
that's
his
the
origin.
Story of Daniel
Drum.
I mean,
yeah, that's the part, that's the origin
story.
Sorry
for the spoiler.
Yeah, he needs to die for Brother
Voodoo. Exactly, so that's why, like, it felt exist. A little bit like an origin there.
It could be part of the next movie. That would be great.
I'd like that. That'd
why
be actually
not?
Really cool.
You are about to see the first public exhibition of an entirely new form of entertainment. You are about to see. You are about to see.
Because you demanded it. It's Treasury Cast, a podcast devoted to the greatest comics format of all time, the Treasury Edition. DC, Marvel, Archie, IDW, and more, bigger than life. It's the Treasury Cast, part of the Fire and Water Podcast Network. Available on iTunes, Stitcher, and on fireandwaterpodcast.com.
Female bag!
Yeah! There's a dancing cat.
These are comments on episode 14. Black Widow. Blastar. Johnny Blaze.
Nope.
No. No. Blaze, comma Johnny.
And the Blob. Or just Blob.
Thank you.
Just Blob.
Blob, comma the.
No.
Here are some blog, comma the, comments. From fireandwaterpodcast.com. Rob Kelly, the father of us all, says, between he looks like a douchebag, but he might just be tortured, and Bob the Blob, I feel like this episode peered into my soul a little bit. TikTok.
Yeah, TikTok.
Rob also says, I wish Marvel had done all their entries in that ungainly, comma, style. America, comma, Captain. Druid, comma, Doctor. Man, comma, Impossible.
I like that.
Wait, is he the only one with a comma?
No. Anyone who has the family name will be comatosed.
Comatosed?
Comad.
I like it. It sounds hilarious.
Up next, we have Vera Wild, who says many things, character by character. Like, thank goodness the girls already knew Black Widow from her use in the movies, because that drawing of her is awful.
Not the best.
A lot of people hated that picture, you'll see. Then on Blastar, she says, I noticed Gargoyles got name-dropped twice during the Blastar bit. Sounds like at least one of the girls has a long gestating Goliath crush.
Yes!
Mm-hmm. I've never watched it.
Oh, it's great.
Should I?
Who did the voice? The main character's voice, wasn't he like really deep? And
That's Goliath.
When riches simply adorn or fuel ambition, we see envy, discord, and the temptation to sacrifice all righteousness to achieve them.
I don't know who that is, but it's fantastic.
Let's Google it.
The show had a lot of Star Trek actors. You had basically Jonathan Frakes, like Riker, as a character that looked exactly like Riker. And like the Marina Sirtis, who played Deanna Troi on The Next Generation, played a character on that show that looked exactly like Deanna Troi. It was like they were casting actual actors. And the actor who played Worf, Michael Dorn, played a character as well, like the Minotaur guy. Who was Goliath?
Her Google Few is weak. Google Foo is weak.
If it's Kung Fury, then it's Kung Fu. Confucius.
Keith David.
Keith David.
Actor we don't know.
Keith David, you did stuff.
You are Keith David. Things.
If you are Keith David, comment down below.
Like, comment, subscribe.
He was in The Nice Guys.
He was in The Nice Guys.
Yeah, Adventure Time. I like that.
Older guy.
Flame King in Adventure Time.
No way.
Teenage Turtles. Yeah, he played a lot. He did a lot of voices.
Okay. Well, but yes, Goliath is a sexy, sexy gargoyle.
Blaze Kamajani looks about as douche-like as I can recall in this drawing, so I can't fault the ladies, their assessment of the guy. And after Angel Gate, I've learned not to make any assumptions about this group.
Nope.
Angel Gate.
It's a scandal.
No one's ever getting over that.
Everyone's still talking about it.
And oh, poor Blob. For me, the kicker is the...
Aww, the cat just touched him.
Don't let the cat rip at the comic. Okay.
No, he's fine.
Poor Blob. Poor Blob. Just chilling. For me, the kicker is the total lack of a neck. His head looks just like it's melting into his shoulders.
Yeah.
And he's hairless on top of everything else. I'd like to think if he had a hairy bear thing going for him, he'd be a hit in certain clubs. No idea if he swings that way, but I'm not sure how open his options are these days. And I can't help but be suspicious of how much emphasis was put on how human the girls are. The ladies doth protest too much, methinks.
I totally human, 100%.
100%.
Here's what I said on the blog, and it's still true. I can confirm the girls are not robots, aliens, mutants, me doing voices. See, that would be really complicated and a lot of editing.
I mean, the editing involved.
I can't imagine.
I said in my other voice.
You just have recordings of our laughs and it's like in a keyboard. Oh, here's a snort.
Yeah. Fairy folk. Ludicrous.
Yeah.
And so then I said, well, wait, they're at least one of those. So I'll let you guess which one.
Secretly, I'm a unicorn, though.
Chris Franklin says about Blastar, I like how the girls were more interested in the softness of his mane. See, that's why this show rocks. No bunch of male comic nerds would ever think of such things. Amen.
But look at it, it's so fluffy.
It is really fluffy looking.
Hair is an important part of my life. But I need to condition it, shampoo it, take care of it. So when I see someone with better hair, it just angers me.
I'm not sure it's better hair.
Look at it. Look at the flow. No. Look at the volume.
I mean, and look at that. 10 out of 10 right there.
And look at the color. I mean, hair goal. That's what I'm trying to achieve.
The hair all around, the wreath.
The color.
The color.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Like, imagine that going in the wind, just like, whoosh.
Why is he not a fashion model? Is the true question. I mean, the answer is obvious, but...
Well, no, it could model for Mr. Big and Tall.
Oh,
that's adorable.
Oh. But I mean, there's also already Star in his name.
He's
a big star.
Yes.
And then there's Marty from Lonely Hearts.
Hey, Marty.
He's kind of angry.
Oh, no.
He says, I can't believe it. Usually I brush off your odd choices of who's hot or not. Most of the time, it's innocent fun. I get that. I'm more perplexed than anything else. However, it is frustrating seeing that Siskoid is obviously pushing his own agenda by not moderating the panel properly. And that's how the angel fiasco happened.
The angel fiasco.
Now he says, but this episode took it too far.
Shit.
Not one of you acknowledge the perfection that is Nicolas Cage. Goodbye. This is my last episode.
Oh.
I'm done.
Yeah, right.
Oh.
So you're not going to leave a comment on this one?
Let's continue not liking Nick Cage, or you will comment again and again and
again. Every comment from now on is just facts about Nick Cage.
You know what? It would totally do that.
Yeah.
That seems in character.
Ryan Daly says, I first met Black Widow in the gray jumpsuit with short hair. So while it's not my preferred version of her, I've never had a problem with it either. But that image? Holy shit, that's awful.
Oh my god.
Did Frank Miller ink that? I'm assuming he didn't because it barely looks like him. And actually, it looks like Trevor Von Eden in the 90s trying too hard to look like Frank Miller. Now, these are artists that you don't necessarily know. The thing is, with Ohatmu, I'm pretty sure it's always the same inker kind of giving it a house style. So it even if it's a Frank Miller drawing, it won't look like him because whoever did the inks was someone else. I also wanted to say, Ryan, I like Trevor Von Eden. You are alone in this. Okay.
That was a really interesting piece of information.
Speedball says, among other things, he says, I love the idea of having Blastar as a pet, but you'd probably want to shrink him down before you house train him.
Oh, yeah. A tiny Blastar would be great.
Like this size? Like this
size? Yeah, you could fit your head. No, cat size.
Cat size Blastar.
Cat size everything.
Oh,
is
that
nice.
Seems too big. I like this size. This if this was life size, that would be delightful. He's like the size of a hamster.
Yeah. Or like a guinea pig, maybe.
Where do I buy
his clothes? Basically a guinea pig with the hair and the shoes.
And the destroying of the world.
Where do I get his clothes? Do I make them?
Yeah.
I can't be that small.
Oh, I'm sure there are some clothes for hamsters somewhere.
Ask Elise. She can knit you loads of outfits for tiny Blastar.
Let's look at Saskatchewan, where Mike W. says...
The province?
Hot or not.
Mike W. says, I like how Siskoid said some of you were hungover for this episode and the next one, which is this one. Way to plan ahead. Well, of course, it's because
we double tape. We double book these.
You know, we don't record this all at once.
But if we
we've recorded like 20 of these.
But if we do record after my birthday, I will be pissed drunk still.
So keep an eye out for that.
It's gonna be delightful.
He also talks about Johnny Blaze.
Nope, Blaze, Johnny.
He also says, sorry, I mean Blaze, Johnny.
Okay, good,
he says,
good.
I think he did turn into a bit of a douchebag in the 90s, but he also had the Sebastian Bach from Skid Row hair, so maybe it's all balanced out.
Well, you know what they say about the 90s, right?
What do they say?
I don't know.
They say comics were terrible back then.
I was a child.
I was a child.
Oh yeah, 90s superhero comics.
We were all child.
By and large, terrible.
In the 90s.
You know what they said about the 90s? We were five.
We were. I was born.
I was one.
I was. Oh no, I'm older.
Yes. I'm not going to answer. And now, Dr. Ange says, I am sure it is giving all the awkward guys listening out there some solace that Armadillo and Blastar rank higher than Angel and Blaze Kamajani. I know that if I was listening to this in my salad days, I would be... Well,
I would glaze over that, but that's
maybe green?
Maybe.
Maybe like young green.
Or maybe it's a hair thing.
Salad head.
Salad days. I would be thinking, see, Ange, there is someone for everyone. Someone will see past the armadilloness of you and think Big Spoon.
Yes.
Love this show.
Oh, well, that's cool.
We should start writing motivational posters.
Yeah, really.
I don't get it, though. Most of us did find Blaze Kamajani hot, didn't we?
Just change his hair color and he's gone.
Hot-ish.
We were tepid.
He was lukewarm.
No, change the hair and I'm all in.
Yeah, there were concerns.
Mixed reviews.
Yeah. Okay, mixed reviews.
Speaking of mixed reviews, another Lonely Heart, Fern.
What does that mean?
I don't know. he says, Ghost Rider, the new version, the Robbie Reyes edition, that's like the new guy that's Ghost Rider right now, is in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. this season. And the girls would find him muy caliente if they have a thing for brooding Latin bad boys with a heart of gold and a soul sold to Mephisto.
Nah.
Those are words.
You said words, exactly. I'm not... Yes.
I'm a...
unimpressed.
That has to be a Tinder description.
I'll make a new profile with the actress pictures. Just to see what happens.
Martin Gray says, well, it's four big fat knots for me, but not as fat as the blob. Oh. What a sorry bunch. He hated all four. He says,
really?
Johnny Blaze should be sexy with his good looks and black leather, but he's so very homely looking. Black Widow was never as bonkable as in her original outfit with fishnets and masks, which isn't pictured here. But Blastar is too stupid looking to even consider.
Oh my god.
And Blob, well, there's a guy with no self-respect.
My god.
Man, I'm glad you're not doing this show.
I thought we were harsh.
Martin Gray edition. The Martin Gray edition is...
It's just harsh.
No.
Intense. He's just turning the face and nope! Carry on.
It's just called not.
Not move.
Perfect.
Over.
You know what? I would listen to that.
Yeah, get on that, Martin. Facebook likes and shares from, Rob Kelly, who... before listening to the show, put his money on Blob. To which Roy Cleary answered, different strokes, Rob. But also likes and shares from Baslevac, Shag Matthews, who kind of sold the episode as Siskoid is the cat wrangler and the ladies know the answers. Also Vera Wild, David Foster, Sean Emmons, Gene Hendricks, Dale Russell, Aaron Henley, Jared West, Jeremy Gunter, Jack Dower, and Ruth Sutherland. Plus Twitter, retweets, and favorites from Film and Water Podcast, Treasury Comics, Brian Mulvey, Relatively Geeky, Baslevac, PJ Frightful, who's really Ryan Daly, Richard Field, Joseph Crawford, Alan Middleton, Bat, Moby One, Firestorm Fan, Bad Hombre, Scott Rowland, Coffee and Comics Blog, Comic Book Insurance, Comic Reflections, Swap Thing, Xenozoic Xenophiles, Flanger of the Crypt, which is really Paul Hicks from Australia, Two True Freaks, The Hammer Strikes, and Google Pluses and Likes and Shares and Pluses or Plussing by also The Hammer Strikes.
But wait, comic insurance?
Yes, please get some. Your manga collection could be in danger.
Oh, art girl. Shit. I leave right now.
Runs to a store.
So thank you for all those likes and shares.
Yay!
Yeah, thanks. Thank you.
That's how people find out about the show.
So, yes, like it. Everywhere, all the time.
Just say it out loud. I'm liking this show called in public.
Put it in newspapers.
All right, we say goodbye, and we'll be back in a few weeks.
Will we?
Really?
Yes, including a major Marvel character.
Oh, woo! Suspense, unless you can look ahead.
If you have the comic, you... Oh, no, I'm wrong.
Oh, everything's a lie.
He's just teasing us.
He was totally thinking about Captain America.
We don't know the alphabet.
I'm thinking about two episodes down. Okay.
Two episodes.
So keep watching. Next episode. No. Whatever, it's okay, but the one after that.
And then we stop recording it.
Next episode, a number of minor-ish X-Men characters.
So get ready.
I'm excited.
Get excited, everyone.
What episode will that be, though?
15.
Aren't we supposed to open
another...
16. Oh, damn, that was 15? We were supposed to open a bottle of wine.
We just did 15.
Yeah.
We were hungover. That's
fine. At 20, I'll bring sangria.
Oh, sweet. Fancy.
And as the lights go down in the studio... girls fall asleep on their pillows.
I'm not falling asleep.
We did it for real, just so you know.
We're true actors. We're committed to this goddamn show.
No, I was way too confused about what was going on to do anything.
Actor. Jose actually fell asleep. This is an ASMR video. I'm sorry.
Somehow there's still going to be music and then a blooper. Somehow. How about this is not the blooper?
Thank you.
This isn't the blooper.
Thanks for listening. Hey, Hydra.
Leave us comments wherever you can find the podcast, whether the Fire and Water Network website, the Fire and Water Network Facebook page, or through Twitter. The hashtag is FWPodcasts, plural. We'd love to hear from you about, well, I guess these four characters and concepts, but on the show in general. Until next time, be hot, don't be not.
They were inventing some awful nicknames for each other, like Chicken Head and stuff. And I was like, do I have a nickname? And they were like, Lipstick.
And they was like, aww. Hey, actually, I have a nickname, Lip Balm. And they were like, whoa.
These are kids at your daycare?
Yeah. The orphan children that she
care for every day of your life.
In her super duper mansion, yeah.
Yeah. I'm actually Professor X.
Oh, that's why they were trying to find nicknames.
Codenames.
I mean,
it was just, you know,
chicken
a regular
head. Tuesday. Chicken head.
I think there is a sort of chicken head X-Men school character. No, there's a chicken. Oh, no. There's a character with a chicken head.
Oh, that's
sad. At the school now. I don't remember
that's
his name,
terrifying.
But it's something like Beak or something. Oh. Something like that.
Oh, anyway. No. Perfect. That's brilliant.
I don't remember. Oh.
Comics.
Usually
we're reviewing comics. That's what we do. Comics. With a cat. Meow, meow, meow. Comics.
Woo! Oh, God.